This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more. Good morning, I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
It's Friday the 5th of April. In your Squiz today, Lerman's defamation case continues, looking forward to some daylight, household spending is up, and Cicada Geddon is coming. This is your Squiz today. Siobhan, former Seven producer Taylor Auerbach gave evidence yesterday in former Liberal staffer Bruce Lerman's defamation suit against Network 10 and presenter Lisa Wilkinson. He testified that Network 7 paid for sex workers and illicit drugs for Lerman in a bid to secure an exclusive interview for its Spotlight program in May 2023.
Yeah, we've spoken about this plenty this week, Alice. 10 has reopened its defence off the back of Auerbach's new claims that Lerman leaked his former colleague Brittany Higgins's confidential text messages to the Spotlight programme. Now, that's after they were subpoenaed during Lerman's criminal trial in the ACT in 2022. Lerman's legal team, however, has rejected those claims.
And just for context for anyone who didn't see the Spotlight interview, it was Lerman's first public response to Higgins' sexual assault allegations against him, which he has repeatedly denied. It was initially nominated for a Walkley Journalism Award, but it was later disqualified when it came out that Seven had compensated Lerman for his appearance.
And Auerbach's new claims point to Lerman receiving even more financial benefits than first thought. Now Auerbach doesn't work for Seven anymore, and he's got involved as a last-minute key witness for 10 this week with his evidence about what went on behind the scenes of the interview. Now, his claims are notable because during hearings last year, Lerman denied giving Seven any material for Spotlight aside from his interview. So, given all of that, reports say that 10 is hoping to damage Lerman's credibility as a witness.
Yeah, but Lerman's legal team says the new evidence is trivial and not relevant. And Federal Court Justice Michael Lee has already said that he found both Lerman and Higgins to have credibility issues. What else isn't clear is when Justice Lee will deliver his ruling. Yesterday, he said what's now being presented is a more substantial exercise than he originally thought. Today, though, Auerbach will give more evidence in court, so there is a bit still to play out on this. The fallout is continuing after Monday's attack in Gaza that killed 7 people, including Aussie Zomi Frankum. World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres has accused Israel of targeting the aid workers. He claims its forces went systematically, car by car, with missile strikes.
Yes, so Andres says Israel was made aware of their movements ahead of time. And in his words, this was not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place. His comments come after Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu accepted responsibility, but his comment, this happens in wartime, hasn't gone down well with a lot of people, Alice. Now, PM Anthony Albanese has repeated calls for a full investigation, but coalition leader Peter Dutton has refused to condemn Israel, something the ABC's political guru David Spears says is out of step with Oz's allies.
Yeah, for his part, Dutton did note the tragic circumstance leading to Frankum's death, but he says the loss of innocent lives is a direct result of Hamas's 7th of October attacks. Siobhan, my brother is up in southeast Queensland, so I've been hearing a lot about the torrential rain that's been moving across the state, and it's had a devastating consequence for at least one family. A 71-year-old man was found dead in floodwaters in Greenbank near Brisbane yesterday.
Yes, he's been named as Peter Wells, and his friends have remembered him as a kind soul. He died after his car was swept away in the deluge on Wednesday night when the region was hit with up to 150 millimetres of rainfall. The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting that there's a lot more of that to come for Queensland's southeast. as it's part of a major rain event that's affecting much of Oz's east coast, and it's set to continue until at least Saturday morning.
Yeah, hopefully things will improve on Sunday. That's when it's time to turn back the clocks. And yes, it is already that time of year. Daylight saving is coming to an end. So if you're in Victoria, New South Wales, the ACT, Tassie or SA, you'll get a little bit of extra sleep.
Yes, which is thankfully both of us. And just a quick note that if you've always wondered what daylight saving time is all about, we have a handy quiz shortcut that explains it. So I'll post a link to that in the episode notes.
A quick message now from our podcast partner, BHP. Across the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking to Squizzers about BHP and the work they're doing to provide the materials that we need to transition to a low emission economy for the energy transition. At the start of the podcast, you heard how copper is used to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and solar panels. So when it comes to producing it, reducing emissions is a priority. And that's why BHP is making solar, wind, and battery deals to help power their South Australian Olympic Dam copper mine. It's happening now at BHP. This might not come as a surprise given the current economic environment, but new data from the Bureau of Stats shows household spending has increased over the past year, Siobhan. Every state saw an increase, but South Australians, like me, had to dig deepest into our wallets. We shelled out an extra 7.9%.
Yeah, and the ACT was right behind you, Alice. Mm-hmm. And the Bureau of Stats says it follows increases in December and January, but also probably no surprises is that it's not because we're going wild in the aisles at the shops. It comes down to us having to pay more for essentials due to the rising cost of living. And the data says that non-discretionary spending has gone up by nearly 7%, which I can say boo, Alice.
Well, transport costs increased the most out of that. They've gone up more than 12% overall, including petrol price rises. So needless to say, our spending on discretionary goods and services has fallen slightly. So it does seem like we're reeling in spending where we can. This is a PSA for anyone who might have a trip to the US planned. Just keep in mind that scientists say trillions of red-eyed periodical cicadas, which they also call evolution's bizarro wonders, are about to emerge from the ground in a couple of American states.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, and it is. It could be the greatest number of bugs recorded in centuries and follows a similar boom in Oz over the past summer. And even more alarming, if you're bug-averse, is the fact that cicadas' urine flow rates are stronger and faster than humans or even elephants. Fun facts. And in the Amazon, researchers noted something that they refer to as weeping trees, the visible running liquid there is actually cicada pee. I hope no one's eating, Alice, because this is gross.
Well, Siobhan, they say that's because cicadas are thirsty. They apparently spend most of their lives drinking, which entomologist Carrie Deans says is a hard way to make a living. And look, we haven't even touched on their sexually transmitted zombie disease. You can find a link to that story in the Squiz Today newsletter if you want to read up more over your breakfast on that.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Friday Light, Siobhan, what have you got for us today?
Alice, I'm going to be very naughty today and do two, particularly because we weren't here last Friday and just partly because I'm a bit of a renegade. So that's it. So the first one is that I recommend everybody watch the Real Car Crash Prince Andrew BBC interview, which is still on YouTube. And the reason I'm saying that now is because the dramatised movie of it called Scoop is dropping on Netflix today. And the second one, I know Squizzers love a recipe, so I've got an easy comfort food for this cold, wet weather, cauliflower cheese. It's an absolute classic and it's delish.
Yeah, good one, Siobhan. I know when you were talking about that yesterday, I was mentioning to you that I love eating cauliflower cheese at the pub, so I'm definitely going to have to learn how to make this at home. You've told me it's very easy, so I'll check out that recipe.
It is so good. And just to quickly mention, if you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to our Squiz Today newsletter, where you'll always find the recipes, shows and other recommendations that we make each Friday, including more that we don't even get to mention in the pod.
Yeah, good call. And one more PSA, which is more of a mea culpa. In yesterday's pod, we mistakenly said the new Governor General, Samantha Mostyn, is the president of Chief Executive Women, but that was wrong. She actually finished up in the role in 2022. So we apologise for that error. And that's us done for today. We hope you have a great weekend and we'll be back with you on Monday.
G'day, I'm Kate Watson, co-host of News Club. News Club this week was an interview with Lauren Sams. She's the fashion editor at the Australian Financial Review. She's all over the business of fashion and retail, so I pulled her in to talk to us about fast fashion and ultra-fast fashion. In particular, businesses like Temu and Shein, who in Australia alone are on track to record more than $2 billion in sales. Here's a clip from that conversation.
What is happening is that it's recalibrating fashion as a single-use item. Mm. So when you think about something that's $6 or $7, you know, I bought coffee this morning and that was $5.50. And that's a single-use item to me. You know, I have my coffee.
Like actually is, like you cannot use that twice.
No. And so when you're talking about a dress that's sort of an equivalent price, people equate it with something that doesn't need to be valued. You don't need to wear it again.
To listen to the full interview, just search for News Club in your podcast app and hit follow.